The Destruction of Pharaoh's Host, painted by John Martin in the collection of the J. Paul Getty Museum. This large-scale watercolor is a prime example of the English artist John Martin's highly dramatic narrative compositions that feature minute figures in apocalyptic landscapes. Here, Martin depicted the destruction of the Pharaoh's army. Before a vast expanse of sea and sky, Moses raises his staff, summoning the waves to engulf the barely visible soldiers, horses, and chariots. The subject of this watercolor comes from the biblical book of Exodus, chapter 14, verses 26 through 31. Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and at daybreak the sea went back to its place. The water flowed back and covered the chariots and horsemen, the entire army of Pharaoh that had followed the Israelites into the sea. Not one of them survived. But the Israelites went through the sea on dry ground, with a wall of water on their right and on their left. That day the Lord saved Israel from the hands of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians lying dead of the shore. We see that there is a ghostly figure next to Moses. This figure may be Aaron, Moses' brother, or may represent a correction or change to the composition made by the artist that has become more visible over time. And the drawing materials have undergone chemical changes, becoming more translucent and/or undergone a color shift. To further increase the dramatic effect of the composition, Martin rendered the sky and clouds in blue watercolor, then applied vibrant red, orange, yellow, and purple oil paint. A blood-red sun rises just above the horizon at center, tracing the silhouettes of two tiny pyramids, reminders of Egyptian might reduced to utter insignificance. With its large scale, alternating use of watercolor and oil paint, and dramatic subject matter, ideally suited to the artist's fever dream vision of the world, this drawing wields all the visual power of Martin's best works.